From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. The first 90-plus days of the Arkansas Department of Education's role as the operator and arbiter of the state's largest school district, the Little Rock School District, has not engendered a sense of confidence among all. But in the wake of a resignation, a pullback of the state's initial plans, an old face has emerged that intends to rally those who feel alienated after the state's decision in January to dissolve the locally elected school board. Baker Curris has yet to serve as superintendent for a single week, but the expectations for Curris, who was on the Little Rock School Board in previous years, are high, especially after the former head of the district, Dexter Suggs, stepped down amidst plagiarism allegations. Curris is now working to repair fraying relationships.
We've made big mistakes recently, and it's fair to say that the district shouldn't surprise its patrons. It just shouldn't happen.
One of the so-called mistakes that Curris alludes to was the state's plan to transform Rockefeller Elementary, an early childhood school in East Little Rock, into a pre-K-only school. At the time of the plan's announcement in mid-April, a PTA president, Bill Kopsky, expressed frustration that the state-run district did not include parents or teachers in the planning process. Kopsky says he's already had a different experience with Curris and a conversation about how the district can communicate better. He says he and parents in the district have felt
blindsided after blindsided after blindsided by sort of all the different things that have happened over the past 3 months. And so I think that I am optimistic.
Curris has visited Rockefeller and a host of other district schools and has already invited some of the state's fiercest critics, such as members of the dissolved school board, to work with him. He says reforming the district starts with being aware that the way the now state-run school district talks to parents and teachers needs to change.
We're going to get out of our turtle shells. We're going to go from being turtles to ostriches. We're going to stick our heads up rather than pull our horns in or pull our like a turtle. We're going to get out there.
Jim Ross is one of the most vocal of the elected school board members stripped of his authority by the State Board of Education in January. He has met with Curris and says he doesn't doubt the new superintendent's sincerity.
We all recognized that we had to have more people at the table. Now the question becomes, are we just including people at the table to say, hey, we've got everybody at the table? Or are we going to really give real leadership to the people who stayed in this district for the last 60 years, African-American families and the Latino families?
In a district made up of mostly minority students, questions remain as to how race and privilege factor into control of the district. Some opposed to the state takeover have criticized the selection of Curris as superintendent. He had to have qualifications waived for the post, saying he only got the job because he is white and well-connected. Accusations that Curris dismisses and says are destructive.
I'm not a child of white privilege. I don't even know what that means, but that's not the way I live my life and not the way I raise my children. So it's not about me. It has nothing to do with, even if that all were true, and it's not, and it doesn't even matter, I'm not even thinking about that. And I'm going to go anywhere I'm asked to speak. I want to get in the Hispanic and black community, if there is such a thing as that, and I think that's what I want to do.
Reverend Charlie McAdoo, who still calls himself a current school board member because he thinks the state's decision to take over the district is illegal, says differences of class in the state's leadership do color its ability to understand the needs of some.
It does affect it some kind of way, and I believe in the 0 to 100%. It may not be 100%, but it's certainly not zero. So it is affecting how you relate to that 70% of folks who own reduced lunch, free lunch, makes a difference.
But beyond Curris himself, and beyond the circumstances of how the state came to holding the reign of power in Little Rock schools, is the need to act. The need for a plan to correct 6 academically distressed schools, to better the others, and to get ready for the imminent loss of millions of dollars in desegregation funds. Succeeding at this would be one means of returning a locally elected school board. Bill Kopsky with the PTA at Rockefeller cautions that if the state is unable to reach out to those who feel they've lost their stake in the district, even the best of plans won't go far.
The far more daunting task from my perspective is going to be building the consensus in the community on what a plan forward should be and engaging the community so that folks feel that it's transparent and inclusive and that their voices matter.
I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.